And time for this morning's commentary, which is brought to you by Washington Federal. The show must go on. The White House event to honor the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles went on Tuesday without the Eagles after many of them said they would not attend, prompting the president to cancel their invitation altogether. In his disinvitation, the president wrote, quote, "They disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem." So, no football players at the event, but he still gave the crowd outside the White House something to cheer for, the low unemployment numbers.
Lowest African-American unemployment in the history of our country. Lowest Hispanic numbers in the history of our country. Lowest for women in 21 years.
Making the point that football players shouldn't be kneeling in protest when the economy is doing so well. But the real puzzler is why the Philadelphia Eagles suddenly became the poster team for taking a knee when no one on that team took a knee. I hope it wasn't because of that clip on Fox News.
Last night, during our report about the president canceling the Philadelphia Eagles trip to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl win, we showed unrelated footage of players kneeling in prayer. To clarify, no members of the team knelt in protest during the national anthem throughout regular or postseason last year. We sincerely apologize for the error.
Hey, forget it. My guess is your pardon is already in the works. By the way, I saw some snarky comments that the president did not appear to know the words to God Bless America as he tried to sing along with the Marines at the end of the ceremony, but I will admit that I am not clear on the words to God Bless America either, so like the president, I just sing the ones I remember, and I don't think God Bless America is required as proof of patriotism, at least for now. And if you're wondering how big the crowd was,
this is a beautiful big celebration. Actually, to be honest, it's even bigger than we had anticipated.
I had a feeling it would be.